RAE, Argentina to the World, presents Argentine Roads. Today, Mar del Plata, the seaside gem of the province of Buenos Aires.
Qué lindo que es estar en Mar del Plata, en Alpargatas, en Alpargatas.
Mar del Plata, located 400 kilometers to the south of the Argentine capital city, is the most popular Argentine seaside spot, also known as the Happy City. It was founded in 1874, and it can be reached by car or bus in an average of 5 hours, or by plane in a one-hour flight from the city of Buenos Aires. Another even cheaper way is to go by train, which since its inauguration in 1886 brought progress to the seaside city, turning it into the favorite destination of the Argentine aristocracy of the time. The largest flow of people to Mar del Plata takes place from December through March, when the population increases over 300%, as visitors book the more than 60,000 available beds in the city. Yet, the city's majestic infrastructure makes it attractive at all times. Different cultural activities are held throughout the year, and as regards the international field, the city offers the best scenario for professional congresses, wild surfers, and tourists seeking rest and relax. In RAE, Argentina to the World, we talk with the president of the tourist office in Mar del Plata, Mario Marchioli, who let us know about all the possible activities offered to foreign tourists and the attractions, among which gastronomy takes a special importance. A foreigner generally looks for good gastronomy wherever he goes, and Mar del Plata has it. Meat is the first and foremost food that the average tourist wants to try, and the city offers a large number of parrillas or grills. Local pasta is also special and greatly appreciated, thanks to the water used in the manufacture and cooking processes. Over 30 different varieties of craft beer can also be tasted. So much so, there is an initiative to declare Mar del Plata the capital city of craft beer.
Capital de la cerveza artesanal.
The traditional postcard of Mar del Plata includes the majestic building of the casino and provincial hotel. On the seaside promenade, there appears two characteristic statues, the Seawolves Monument, at the entrance of the most popular beach, the Bristol Beach. The building's project and construction belong to Argentine architect, painter, sculptor, and academician Alejandro Bustillo. The work was completed in 2 years, and it was inaugurated in 1939. Bustillo also designed the promenade that surrounds the twin structures in an eclectic style with neoclassic French reminiscences, Louis XIII style. Between them, a square overlooks the sea, with a wide stone stair sided by the famous sculptures of the seawolves carved by prestigious Argentine sculptor José Fioravanti. Our guide, Mario Marchioli, continues briefing us with useful information to take into account at the moment of deciding to visit Mar del Plata. The beach activity starts in November, and beach condos closed in March after the Easter season. It's a long season. Beach condos in the Happy amount to more than 30, and all of them offer different and quite complete services. Mar del Plata is the national capital city of the theater. None other Latin American city can match it so far. Not only during the summer season, but throughout the year, can free concerts, musicals, and even personal shows in the open air or at any built-in theater be attended. Mar del Plata's main activity is fishing. It complements the arrival and departure of petrol and cereal vessels. The city counts on a new cruise terminal and a submarine navy base. As regards sports, there is a sport complex that hosted the World Football Cup 1978, premised the Pan American Games in 1995, where the Davis Cup 2008 was played, and other national and regional contests are regularly being held, and the place where the different sport disciplines are also practiced, being football the most attractive. Golf, fishing, and the city surroundings play a unique attraction on all those visiting Mar del Plata. Mar del Plata offers the only Scottish golf course of the country, beside another attractive forecourt for the international traveller. Local and foreign golf players enjoy these courts that become the players' rivals. Another attraction is the so-called Sierra de los Padres, the Priest's Hill, a former Jesuit mission that lasted only 5 years after its foundation in 1746. It is an awesome park, an hour away from Mar del Plata, a fertile and privileged area in the province of Buenos Aires. For fishing fans, the Fishers Club, an internationally ranked entity, is still standing after 90 years since its foundation. The prestigious place holds 5 tournaments from June to November every year.
El más importante es el de noviembre con un premio muy grande.
Empezó el ruido en Mar del Plata. ¿Cuánta plata que hace falta? ¿Cuánta plata?
Mar del Plata Aquarium is an oceanarium located in the neighborhood Faro in Punta Mogotes, south of downtown area. It is the second most important aquarium in Argentina and one of the renowned recreational spots of the place. If we talk about museums, we must visit old aristocratic mansions built at the beginning of the 20th century, a fact that adds value to the art found in the place. The natural science, with an aquarium included, located in España Square, presents a complete collection of fossils from the tertiary and quaternary periods. The park, surrounded by playgrounds for kids, makes it a favorite spot for families. A Spanish house with yards and arches houses the National Historic Museum Roberto Barili. A bungalow, the original house of Argentine writer Victoria Ocampo, has been turned into a cultural center. The Municipal Art Museum Juan Carlos Castagnino is another beautiful residence located at the Ortiz Basualdo village. Visitors deeply sought relax is easily found in specially adapted places for that end, concludes the Mar del Plata Tourist Office Manager Mario Marchioli.
Hay espacio.
There are wealthy tourists that come to Mar del Plata seeking for relax and rest. The place is the perfect destination to achieve the objective in different establishments. Dozens of spa centers of different categories present offers according to their services. Generally, so-called spacenses or spacianos may hold talks to exchange experiences and plan the next spa they will attend. For the big screen lovers, Mar del Plata offers one of the most important attractions and the most renowned of its sort in the world, as explained by Mario Marchioli. Hostelry and the big saloons built to hold congresses work all year round. The Congress of Psychiatry, Psychology, Urology and business events of the construction field fill the rooms. The Mar del Plata Film Festival is part of the international film festivals. There's one in August, a second one in September, and a third one in November. Enjoyment, daily and night activities for all ages, rest and extended beaches are commonplace activities in the happy.
La temporada de verano.
There's a 5-block circuit of 30 bars and pubs linked to the elaboration of craft beer. In summer, there are tours during the day and night so that tourists can taste the different flavors during their ride. Bird watching in Mar Chiquita, close to the city of Mar del Plata, offers one of the most transparent water mirrors of the country. Surf is also a sport practiced in the city. Mar del Plata is also part of the international surf circuit. For these and many more reasons, visitors find Mar del Plata unique, and a must in their tours. Argentine Roads, a program of RAE Argentina to the world, had the pleasure to share this inviting space with its audience. RAE Argentina to the world presented Argentine Roads, Mar del Plata, the seaside gem of the province of Buenos Aires. Production, Pablo Navarro. Edition, Matías Arrezaigor. The voice, Miriam Turcula.